Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci and I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of games to break down. Not all of them good, but we're going to find some winners. Nevertheless, we've got Monday night football, XFL football. The X is for extreme, although I don't really think it is anymore. I don't know what the X stands for anymore. Get the X out. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart's in the house, ready to rock, Cam. We've got Monday night football, NHL hockey, NBA basketball. Very anticlimactic card tonight in the association, especially with Embiid being out tonight against Jokic. We've got a bunch of double-digit favorites on top tonight, but we've got a bunch of NHL games. I am looking forward to this XFL game, and it is a good XFL game by XFL standards. We have the two best teams in the league. The undefeated DC Defenders take on the Houston Roughnecks. How you doing, Cam?
Good, Gabe. How you doing, buddy? I've already made a bet on this game, and yeah, it should be interesting. Already locked and loaded, took the points, took the money line as well. So I'm in this game, and I kind of like this spot. I think it is going to be a good game tonight. You're right. It's not the best football. It's not the NFL. Hell, it's not the CFL, but it's something we can bet on. And right now, Gabe, this is my team from the start. I know they lost last game, but I'm going back to the Houston Roughnecks getting points tonight to give DC their first loss. I will take the 2.5, and I will sprinkle on the money line.
It's a tough game. It's a tough spot. Houston, their first loss. And I tell you what, like Houston have been dominant. Wade Phillips is 9-1 in the XFL. He was 5-0. Now he's 4-1 this year. And you've got the DC Defenders, Cam, that are somehow undefeated. 5-0 yep. Football team, dual threat quarterback, Jordan Tamu at quarterback, with former Miami Hurricane. How about them Hurricanes, NCAA basketball? But De'Ara King, former quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes, they really are like using this very successful. A lot of times when you have a two quarterback system, you know what I mean? You don't have one good quarterback. But with these two, it's actually working. De'Ara King is the running quarterback, and he's almost untackable. No one can stop this guy in the XFL, and there's some good home fields. Look, St. Louis got 38,000 people, Cam, for their last game. All right, like they've got a big crowd. Washington, they got about 15,000, Cam, but 15,000 loud drunks, bro. Like it doesn't sound like 15,000. Like they're arguably the rowdiest. They're the ones with the beer snake. At the last home game, they managed to get it from the last row all the way down to the front row, Cam. Like, we're talking a lot of beers. Like, they're crushing beers. And the entire game, they chant F Dan Snyder, except they say more than
that. Exactly. Yes, they do. And they're successful.
They go out of spite. Remember I told you? They go to DC Defender games out of spite because they hate the Commanders.
One of the Redskins and Commanders either had a 5-0 start to their season, Morenci. Not in our lifetimes. Since the John Riggins days, I don't know, but should be a good game tonight. I'm actually looking forward to this football game tonight. So I hope we're on the same side, but it's a very tough game. I understand if people want to take Washington.
I actually lean with the DC Defenders in this game. I know it seems reasonable that Houston will bounce back after their first loss of the season, but DC, you're good. But the one thing about home field in this league, Cam, it's a little deceptive. they all live in Arlington. Yep. Like, they travel on the same plane to the games. And then they travel back on the same plane to Arlington after. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Moretti. We're kicking over to Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. Coach James Young is going to step up and in and join us. We'll go through the NBA card. I think we can find some NBA props. There's a lot of players out tonight. Shocking. In the association, there's a lot of double-digit favorites and double-digit games. Tonight, it's not really an attractive night in the association tonight. We'll talk NBA basketball, college basketball with the coach, James Young. We've got a Monday Night Football game tonight. XFL football this evening. XFL football from the nation's capital. The D.C. Defenders are the only undefeated team remaining in the XFL right now at 5-0. They get the 4-1 Houston Roughnecks coming off their first loss of the season. So this is a big time game in the XFL. The number's gone up. It was 42.5. It's popped up to 43 right now. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's favorite team, the Houston Roughnecks. He's the only guy in North America with a Houston Roughneck tattoo, and he's that hardcore about it. And so he's locked and loaded. DC Defenders. It's a tough spot. I just think that DC on this home field are versatile enough to win this game. But I'll tell you what, Cam, I like this game to go over the number. I think there's going to be some points put up on the board. And we're seeing in the XFL, games are starting to open up a little bit now.
I could tease it, too. I can get my team on some of my spots. I can tease it. I can get the Roughnecks plus 9.5 over. Now, that almost sounds very good. Almost too good to be true, Morenci. I like your style. I like the over. I think there'll be points tonight as well. That Brahmas game, it went way under. Those teams blow. What a horrible football game. That was awful.
Yeah, that's money right there that we leave on the table. I hate betting unders in football games, Cam, but the Arlington Renegades can't score. They can't score. And they have a good defense. Horrible. Every Renegade game is the same thing. 12-10, 10-9, 15-10, mm-hmm. whatever, 13-12. You know, it's not exactly entertaining, but it is profitable if you bet the unders. So we'll see what the coach, James Young, has to say about tonight's NBA card. I think there's a couple of spots with player props tonight, and I did play a public square moneyline parlay that absolutely positively can't lose. No way this parlay loses. famous last words.
Exactly. Yes. I love those.
I don't know, though. Like, we'll find out who's the team to bust this parlay up. I think this is a winner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Let's roll. Countdown to tip-off is on. I am Gabe Moretti, kicking the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart in the house. We've got the coach, James Young. He's ready to go. Let this thing, like I said, I've got an absolutely positively can't lose money line parlay of the night. Let's find out what the coach has to say about it. Hit the music.
Coach James Young. Let's go.
Let's do this thing, coach. How you doing?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Happy Monday to both of you. I heard Sharapan's on rest management, which is kind of typical of Sharapan. So the coach is here. Good evening.
Coach comes taking shots early. Sharapan was an NBA player, coach. It's true. This guy takes more off nights than an NBA player. He should be an NBA player.
What do you mean taking nights off? Listen. He makes Kawhi Leonard.
He should wear a Kawhi jersey, huh? That should be his guy.
listen. He makes Kawhi Leonard look like AC Green. I mean, he makes AC Green. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is. Don't even compare. How disrespect Kawhi right now with that? Dave Sharapan. I need a day off. Come on now, Sharapan.
I don't know. Maybe there's a serious reason he's off or something. I don't know.
Like, imagine we find out, like, somebody's sick or something. It's just better to, we'll see where it goes.
Okay, if that's true, I'm sorry. But if not, I'm coming for his behind. I said it.
Monday. It's a good question. Where is Sharapan? All right, so speaking of Monday anger, I don't know. If you're an NBA fan, it's hard not to be a little bit, like, we come off the high of the NCAA. Look, you come off the high of the WBC, and then the NCAA tournament did a great job over the weekend. It was great action and stuff. It's like, all right, NBA's turn. NBA, you're up next here tonight. And look at the card tonight, Coach. Right? Double digits. Scott, everybody's out. Load management. Tank jobs. Are the Portland Trailblazers not charging money to get into their games anymore, guys? Because they're not playing anybody. Like, it's a little early to shut things down. No, like, they're just completely like, we're not playing any. Like, we're done. It's like, you know, there's still 2 weeks left in the season. Like, dude, they got massive problems this league with the officiating, with this and that. But from a betting perspective, whatever it is what it is. Let's start off. How about this, guy? So there's no Giannis, there's no Jrue Holiday, yet the Bucks are still 13-point favorites over the Pistons. How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy. But you know what I went with? I went with the team total of Milwaukee over 31.5 points. I'll explain to you why. Number one, Pistons don't play no damn defense. And two, if you look at it, like the Bucks, they averaged 30.6 points per game in the first quarter, second in the NBA, right? They've gone 37 average last three games. Detroit is 27th in points per game allowed, and they've given up 34 points per game in the last three. So I don't know if the spread is here, but I think the Bucks come out rolling, at least offensively. So for me, team total over 31.5 points is the way to go.
Cam, what are you doing with this game?
I think I'm going to leave it alone, Morenci, but I do have a couple opinions on some other games that might not be great. The next one in the rotation actually might tickle my fancy, too. I think you know where I'm going, too.
I'm just going to say, as far as this game, and Coach, I don't know how you feel about this. Look, the Pistons aren't playing anybody either. They're there in the Wembanyama sweepstakes as well. But Jaden Ivey is playing. Jaden Ivey is, I'm seeing 17.5. Listen, he turns the ball over a lot. He's very raw, but he's an exciting player. And I think 17.5 is manageable, Coach, because he's going to get a ton of shots tonight. Give me over 17.5 points with Jaden Ivey.
I like that. I like that. And just so let's kind of put it together. So since you're going to go with Jaden Ivey in regards to his prop of scoring, I'll go his backcourt mate. Killian Hayes over 6.5 assists. Hit this, and I think 7 of the last 10 games, he couldn't get it done tonight. So you like the scorer. I like the assist guy. Doesn't sound like a bad play. What do you think there, Mr. Morenci?
I like where you're going with this. Yeah. It's like Reese's Pieces. We're chocolate and peanut butter, Coach.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, you can't beat it.
I was going to say Ebony and Ivory. But
yeah, I was going to say Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you know, the ball version. Better looking, too.
Not as rich. Not as rich, no. Coach.
Definitely the truth. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Coach says, Killian Hayes, I'm going to go Jaden Ivey over 17.5 points for Jaden Ivey.
I would think Milwaukee's going to make your can't-miss NBA Moneyline parlay as one leg.
No, they're not. They're not.
Wow.
Even though the Pistons blow, they're –
Wow.
No, they're not.
Okay.
My can't miss money line parlay of the night. Coach's New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And fly.
Pelican.
Fly Pelican. Again.
Ooh, ooh.
He is flying.
Oh, wait a minute.
They won 4 in a row.
Coach may have to dip into the pool here with this one. Let me get this up here.
No, it pays pretty well. It's not that high, Coach. It's not like it's crazy odds.
Well, you know,
the Nuggets make it manageable, but there's no Joel Embiid tonight. Harden's going to be back, but there's no Embiid.
Well, the key thing also is, sorry to say this, your Toronto Raptors aren't part of it either. So that definitely helps, because the last time we went for this, we got burned by the Raptors. I don't want to bring up old stuff.
I'm aware of that, but the Raptors won their last two games. They won on Friday against the Pistons, and they won last night.
Don't worry. Exactly. It's going to be all right.
Minus 130.
Told you. The only thing is Philadelphia.
Timeout. If you add the Bucks, it gets down to minus 103. Can I entice you in it?
See, Coach, it's like 130, 103. Somebody's going to, like, you just don't want any more things to trip you up.
Yeah, I don't want to push you. Like, I don't need to, like,
it's like me, you, and Morenci were there. We're going through the landmines. We'll avoid a few, and just one might get us.
There's no Giannis. There's no Holiday. Yeah. Like, crazy things can happen. Yeah, I don't know.
You do what you got to do. What you got to do, Coach. It's your business. It's your money. But yeah, it's one of these games always blows up, right?
Okay, Mavericks. Is this the one, Cam? Mavericks are up to 6.5 right now.
Gabe.
What, is this the one, Cam?
You know the drill. Listen, here's the deal. I don't care if Luka's playing, suspended or whatever. I couldn't care less about the Mavericks struggling. And I'll tell you something. I was like, ooh, bad spot for Hornets, whatever. Gabe, they beat them twice. 10.5-point dogs, 11-point. This Mavericks team, if they beat the Pacers by 20 tonight, whatever, but their current form reeks. Give me Indiana in this spot. You know what? I'm taking them. If Dallas beats them, they beat them, but I'm taking the damn points. Give me 6.5-7 with the pace. Let's go.
I will add to this, because there's problems in Dallas. How about a sprinkle on the money line for the Pacers to win? Outright, I think there's a chance. Listen, folks, the Pacers when they get home, and Gabe knows and Cam knows better than anybody, when they're home dogs, they find a way to steal games. And right
we
now,
we should no Halliburton though, no yeah, Halliburton, know,
but
no
this,
Turner.
But this is their last. I can't trust Dallas. I just can't. I'm not saying put a boatload of money on it. Just put a couple of bucks on it, because remember, folks, this is their last stand. Indiana is 3.5 out of the loss column of Chicago. They win tonight. Chicago should lose at the Clippers. That thing turns to 2.5. It's still a chance here, but they got to do business. Just a couple of bucks, not a lot of money.
I'm going to pass on this one.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
But you know what? Getting 6.5 is attractive. It's attractive. If it was like 4, it's getting too high right now. It's pretty high.
And I understand when you beat a team by that, like, you know what I mean? The way they're playing right now, eventually maybe Luka goes off, Gabe, but they're not to be trusted. They can't win games as 10-point favorites outright. They can't cover numbers. I'm on the Pacers. I'll take the points.
No, like Coach said, the Dallas Mavericks have a lot of internal and external problems right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking it, Cam Stewart. We've got some decisions to make. The coach, James Young, throwing it down with us. Let's do this thing. Cam's on the Pacers, and you know what? You twisted my arm, Cam. Cam, all right. I'm in. It's 6.5. I got my boy Ben Mathurin. That's all I need, coach. That's all I need, Ben Mathurin.
Yep.
You got Benny? Oh, Benny on the block. You know he's going to get his shots up tonight. Listen, can we talk about this for a second? How big of a train wreck are the Dallas Mavericks? I mean, Luka's not having fun. Kyrie's getting fans tossed. Cuban's going after referees.
Kyrie called out the Dallas fans again when they got booed off the court. He goes, if you want to come play instead, go ahead.
We knew this was going to be a disaster from the get go. There's one ball. We talked about it. Egos. Like, I understand you try to do something, but it just had disaster written all over it from the get go. Wasn't going to work.
You know what?
Kyrie's running out of teams, too, and fan bases to alienate.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm thinking? You're going to think I'm crazy. But in 3 years, Kyrie could be playing in the Chinese Basketball Association. He's turning into the new Marbury. Like, to the point where people are like, yo, we just can't deal with it. He's not worth the money. He doesn't want to take the money, the low amounts. He could probably go to China and be an absolute star. I know that makes me sound bad. I know people are going to come at me for saying it. But
I think you're right, actually.
Don't slip one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I'm thinking from a perspective as well.
At least Marbury wasn't as much of a jerk, and he came out with cheap shoes for people. What's Kyrie Irving brings nothing positive to the table.
Well, he ain't got that Nike deal, so he may have to start making them cheap shoes now.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Coach. He could almost be the new Marbury. Like, Marbury made more money with those shoes than he ever did in the NBA, especially in going to China after and stuff. And his shoe, man, like, he made hundreds of millions of dollars off of that.
Good for him.
He made some serious coin. He's made some real money. I think Kyrie, no, I'm just saying Kyrie's the type of guy that doesn't need the NBA or care about the NBA. He'd go to China for the Zen experience of it. Then he'd upset the Chinese, though. That would take like a week or two.
I see, that's the
if
thing.
If I was him, I wouldn't go.
If he pisses off the wrong guy in China, that's the end. Like, I don't need basketball. You got to worry about waking up in the morning, bro.
Think about this, guys. Think about where Dallas was a couple of weeks ago. Right now, if you went to FanDuel to make the playoffs, a yes is plus 184. That tells you what they think about the Mavs. I mean, they hopefully you put your – I mean, I said it before that I didn't think they were making the playoffs weeks ago. It's just a bad fit. And I'm going to say this. I said this before with Pharrell. I would not be shocked within 2 years if they stink – if Luka asked out of Dallas.
Yeah, but Luka's part of the problem there.
Oh, he's a big part of the problem. But he may want out.
So, like, he's a big, I get it, but he's also a big part of the, you know what I mean? He's a big problem. It's constant. Like, who can he play with? He couldn't play with Porzingis. Now it doesn't work with Kyrie. Who does it work with?
It's true.
But someone will take a chance on him because of his talent. More than a chance on Kyrie because, you know.
I think Kyrie's going to be with LeBron next year, bro. He's going to be on the Lakers.
That makes sense.
I'll tell you what. Speaking of problems, another team that's a hot mess are the Lakers. You got to wonder, and I'm watching games. I don't like the chemistry and body language interaction between LeBron and AD. Like, it ain't – something ain't right with those two.
Well, you notice they were 8-5. They were 8-5 without him, right? Yeah. Isn't that like a better record than they had with him?
But the crazy thing is when he was there, when he was out, like AD went off.
And then so did Reeves. So did everyone. Back. They're all happy right. all the time. Yeah.
And exactly. then LeBron comes back and AD takes 8 shots. I don't know if he took more than 2 shots the entire second half. 8 shots. And a 10-point loss. I'm telling you, folks, right. some stinks to the high
heaven. I think AD would walk in a heartbeat if he could. I think he'd leave if he could.
I agree with you 100%, Randy. And another thing is you hear the underlying comments. All you have to do is put 2 and 2 together. They're always kind of like never full comments about LeBron. And LeBron's referring to himself in the third person. Yeah, I saw the LeBron foot doctor. That's why I'm back. It's like, dude, get a grip. Like, honest to God, get a grip. When they're not around, they play team basketball, and AD's the alpha male. And they're better when he's the alpha male. Let's call it out for what it is. It's just saying.
Go ahead. You know what? It's Monday.
LeBron takes all the oxygen out of the room. That's the thing. Yeah, he's a great player, obviously. But he takes, it's his ball. It's his everything. And then if they win, he gets the credit. And if they lose, his teammates suck. Like, everyone knows the act now. Everyone knows it.
I love this. See what's happening? It's Monday.
Well, you're not on a Kevin Walsh show right now. You're getting the truth about LeBron.
Exactly.
Are we going to church?
LeBron apologizing. I'm telling you, a real deal, Coach. You know it.
I'm listening to the sermon. I got the sermon.
But the worst part is, Coach,
I'm not done.
The players get the blame all the time, and he's the one that always chooses the team that he plays with. And then he throws all the buddies under the bus. Well, Kevin Love sucks. It's like, you're the one who wanted to give him the long-term deal. You're the one who told him to sign Tristan Thompson. Trust me, I know.
Listen, this segment is sponsored by the We Hate LeBron Fan Club, sponsored by Reverend Gabriel Morency, Deacon Cam Stewart, and the Usher Coach Young. I just want to collect the money from the tithes and offerings. Please give me the money that folds and not the money that makes noise.
I really like to share the collection.
Like the Clippers don't have problems either.
Yeah, don't think
I neither do they. Houston Rockets are getting 13.5 against the Knicks.
Ticing. Yeah, Knicks are going to win. I don't know if they're going to cover.
Ready? I don't know if the Knicks are going to cover either. I'm going team total over 121.5 for the Knicks. Rockets don't play an OD. Knicks have come off two bad games. Randall's in a bad mood. I think he gets a double-double with that plus money tonight. I think the Knicks score a ton of points. I don't know if they cover. Brunson should be back in the lineup. And then on the flip side, I'm going to my guy. Rebounds and assists. Y'all know where I'm going. Sengun. Sengun. Over 10.5 rebounds plus assists. I think he gets busy.
Can you please put the board up, too, just to see again? It's Monday and the same. Here we go. So every team's under, but the old
18.3.
That's what I told you, Morency.
No New York bias in this computer.
Hey, 18. That's the highest I've ever seen.
New York, Brooklyn, Harlem.
I've never seen it pick 18.3 before.
That's what I'm talking about. This guy, he's King New York.
Hey, listen, but we should know. We should know that the Rockets are on a 5-game losing streak. And They're just a terrible team. Like, the Rockets are a bad team. Same with the Pistons. You know, guys, it's almost hard to do what the Pistons have done. The Pistons have lost 5 straight in 16 of their last 17 games. It's hard to do that.
It really
is. It's hard not to win accidentally, like, every couple of nights. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like some of my students. You gotta really mess up to get below 40. Like, it's almost harder to fail than it is to pass. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, what about Green, though? Green has been putting some points up. He's got 14 games, Coach, of 30 or more points so far this year. What do you think about Jalen Green props tonight? I think he could score again.
Oh, because he ain't gonna pass. Hello? Who's he passing to? I mean, you know, other guys on the team, but he gonna get his. He's in Madison Square Garden. He gonna want to put on a show. Points over. He may get to 25+.
Yeah, I'm loading it up right now. What do we got for him?
Can you believe
here?
Dwayne Casey still has employment, Gabe? Like, at the end of the year, this guy, the party's over. And I love Dwayne. You know Dwayne Casey was a nice guy at all with the Raptors, but come on now. Like, you can't go into a job every day. It's like he's lying to his wife going to work. Hey, honey.
I don't know if the Pistons have an owner, Cam. I think he's like an absentee. It's like there's no one to fire him. Like, he keeps waiting to get fired. He's like, I don't know, man.
You're right.
I don't think there's a boss.
Right. He's in his office just waiting. Oh, no one's coming. Excellent.
But who should be fired first from their job? Ready?
Yeah.
Dwayne Casey, Rob Pelinka.
Pelinka.
Casey.
Pelinka.
Hey, Pelinka did a good job getting all these guys in here, this new little team.
Yeah,
Rob Pelinka doesn't run the Lakers, Coach. You really think Rob Pelinka runs the Lakers?
You know, what's great about this segment, really quick?
Maverick Carter runs the Lakers. LeBron James runs the Lakers. Jeannie Buss and Kurt Rambis run the Lakers. Rob Pelinka
does not. This is not the LeBron Sports Network. We don't count out to anybody. And we think you're doing a bad job. You're doing a bad job. LeBron, I love you as a player, brother, but right now, your track record as an executive is as good as Isaiah Thomas's. And we know that wasn't good. Just watch out for the women like a Knickerbocker.
Isaiah
did a great job building the Toronto.
Say he's doing well with the pizza monies. He's doing fine with that stuff.
Lakers, what pizza money?
He ain't talking about his man. Talking about on
Lay's
the floor.
Pizza. A lot of establishments. One here, one in Toronto, doing very well.
Chess coming after Coach. I'm trashing LeBron. Let me stop.
Hey, Isaiah Thomas drafted Mighty Mouse, Damon Stoudemire, with the first ever Raptor pick.
I'll tell them when he went to the Knicks. When he went to the Knicks.
Yeah. Well,
Jerome James, Eddie Curry. Who else? What other hot messes did he give bad contracts to? Come on now.
It was a hot mess in the office. That's what got him in trouble. Okay.
Brother Man could keep his hands to himself. I mean, it was a comedy error. And then they brought him back.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
He did like to kiss everybody as it is. He did like to kiss everybody, right, already.
Time out. I got to say, you're right. Isaiah Thomas, I love you as a player. As an executive, you're caliente basura, papi. I'm sorry.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. You know what? Isaiah Thomas, coach, actually, thinking back, there was a documentary on recently about the Vancouver Grizzlies and their demise. And there were a lot of different reasons for it. They kind of got just screwed. But with that being stated, you know who was a bad GM, coach, was Stu Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Stu did a lot of dumb stuff. Yeah.
Like Steve Francis told him, I don't want to play for the Vancouver Grizzlies. And he drafts him anyways. I don't want to play for Vancouver. He drafts him.
Right.
Like I said, like Isaiah went with like Mighty Mouse. He goes with Vince Carter. The Grizzlies went with Big Country.
They
had some real.
Marcus Camby. T-Mac. Tracy McGrady.
All right. Yeah. Let me rephrase my statement.
He was good with the Raptors.
Yes.
Bad. That's being nice. He was terrible. I mean, Stevie.
Yeah, but who wasn't bad with
better
the Knicks?
Talent than him. Okay. Oh, he was terrible. Terrible. Oh,
you said it, man. Stu Jackson. Nice some top. Of those like players, like.
Stu Jackson was bad, bad, Cam. Like, he really ran the Grizzlies into the ground.
Trump could be in the draft and do better throwing darts. Like, he picked some real
And Stu
bad
Jackson
players.
was like the coach, like, right after Patino, and he had that one big win when the Knicks won, like, in Boston, and he rode that into, like, big jobs. Wait, didn't he coach at college, too? Was it Wisconsin?
Yeah, but how was he given like the keys to the Grizzlies from the NBA? Like you said, it's like Stu Jackson got into the NBA, was like a rules guy or whatever, too. Or like
exactly.
He was like,
that's what it's officials of this meeting. He was like in the meetings. Meetings and stuff. Yeah.
He knew the right guys.
The right people. Did you talk to the right guy? There was a brother. Oh, yeah, like, give it to Stu Jackson.
It's true though, Cam. Every move the Grizzlies made was bad all the time. It was like, oh, God, why'd you do that? It was always
I told
like
you. Somewhere. I saw those
Cherokee Parks.
Massenburg.
Cherokee Parks.
Yeah, Massenburg was their best player. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I'm like, what are you – it was awful.
And Sharif Abdul-Rahim was good, but that wasn't Stu Jackson. Was I'm good. Not sure if that was him.
I'm about to say, Sharif I'm like, that wasn't Stu Jackson.
Bibby,
he would have drafted Michael Olin candy.
The candy man. I was in LA when they drafted the Candyman. I used to go to Clipper games in those days.
Elgin Baylor, another God rest his soul.
He wasn't very good either.
Oh my God, he had that thing for 20 years. I think he was on the take. I think he had the team total under every year. He was just messing it up and cashing tickets. I shouldn't speak about this.
He worked for Sterling. Right, so it's like, why are people worried? Why does he work for Sterling? Because he's terrible at his job, and he knows so Sterling. This was one of those. Like, it was bad. Like, you're right, that was bad, bad too. All right. Let's stop just ripping everybody here and get to some picks.
I know, seriously, like people are like, you guys are jerks.
Isaiah sucks. Coach, like, LeBron blows. Isaiah's terrible.
You know what it is? It comes down to what we talked about before. Legendary players usually don't make good coaches or management. Just the way you can't be great at everything.
That's just the way it is.
It's the way it is.
You'll never be the same.
That kid played for LSU. Hornsby's kid. He was actually—he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're right, Kevin. Good call. Tiger. Good call.
Thank you.
All right, so what's left in the rotation?
Jalen Green over under 21.5. Is it too high, Coach? And we'll move on to the next game.
No, over. I think he can get to 25.
Like I said, he got 14 games of 30 or more so far this year. All right, next game in the rotation: the Phoenix Suns, who need to win. They're laying 7.5. Is Scott Foster doing this game? Total 234. Utah Jazz are getting 7.5. I don't want to lay 7.5 here.
No, either.
You know what I like? I like the coach.
Look at that. Utah by 1.4.
I kind of like Utah tonight.
I like the over.
I think they're live too, Cam. Everybody's out for Utah, but they just find a way, this team. They do scrap these guys. Like Kessler said. Kessler's playing great basketball too, huh?
I'm going to go.
They got young guys that are hungry. Let's just call it off for what it is. We're talking about everyone being bad. You know who's good, Coach? Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is great.
Yeah.
The thing, Danny Ainge, though, he can build it, but he has a hard time by the time it gets to the
closing
top.
The deal.
Like, it sort of crumbles around him, but he's really, like, I wouldn't do a deal with Danny Ainge ever. Two guys, I wouldn't take the phone call. If Messiah Jerry or Danny Ainge are on the other line, I'm like, no, I'm not here.
Yeah, you hang up.
Like, I want to trade with someone else. You're going to lose.
Danny
Miami right now is wondering, Cam, how the hell do we get stuck with Kyle Lowry? You wanted him. And thanks for a chua.
think about it. Danny Ferry is the guy that, like, you go to buy a Ferrari and you leave the parking lot and you open the hood and it's a Yugo in the engine. You're like, that son of a – he got me again. Yep. That's Danny Ainge. When he calls, it's like, oh, Danny Ainge, reject phone call. I don't care. He could be calling me about that. Check on my kids. I don't believe he's got bad luck on his side. Nope. I'm not.
You want to call Mark Cuban? He's the guy you want to trade with.
Get that boy. Filming TV shows. But about this game, guys, I do like the over. It was at 234.5. It's now down to 234. The over is 5-0-1 in the last six road games for the Suns. 9-1-1 to the over in the last 11 games. Jazz 9-1-1 to the over in their last 11. DeAndre Ayton is back. I like DeAndre Ayton to get a double-double at plus money. And I like the game to go over 234.
You're playing the game, Cam. What are you doing?
Utah,
Jazz plus 7.5 for attractive.
Sold. I'm taking the Jazz. Like, some of these dogs are going to cover tonight. And I just can't trust Phoenix on the road laying the points. You said it. Utah's been scrappy. I've been taking these guys, even with – you said it, Marcy. It doesn't matter who's playing, who's out, whatever. They're at home getting 7.5 points. I'm in. Give me the Utah Jazz.
It's funny. Utah and Indiana are in the same situation tonight, sort of. Not 100% battling, right? Big game for them. It's a big game for Utah, too. Like, Utah aren't just going to roll over because it's the Phoenix Suns coming to town. Phoenix aren't, like, close to 100% now either. Coming off a big win on Saturday against the Sixers. Coach, I was looking forward. You know, one game tonight that was actually a game was, okay, we get Jokic versus Embiid, this MVP showdown. Whatever, dude. It's almost like Embiid's paying him back because Jokic didn't play in Philly, remember? How weak is that?
It's weird.
It's like, really, Jokic didn't play in Philly. You guys are always like, there's this thing. And, like, I don't know, Embiid was almost like, you know what? It's like an NFL combine, Cam. I'm not running. I don't care. And you see his attitude today? I don't care if I win the MVP, whatever.
All you bitch about every day is about how
you never get any respect for the MVP. Now you're saying, I don't care about the MVP.
He's a lying trucker. He I don't care about the MVP. You cry about the MVP every goddamn year. You're just saying it because you haven't gotten it yet. But you know what? This is soft. This is double ply Charmin soft. This ain't the type you get at Costco or Sam's Club. This is the Charmin stuff. This is the good stuff. And these suckers,
Trader Joe's.
You know what? I'm taking my jacket off. We're going to church here. I'm sick of you guys sitting out. My calf hurts. I know what hurts.
I know.
But I can't say it on TV.
Between Scott Foster and the sitting out coach, this league is getting pretty frustrating, bro. Like,
Brunson, you said and it. Even, and, like, let's like, we're call even, it like, for what it is.
It never doesn't get better at the end of the year, Cam. It's, like, still worse.
No.
And, like I said earlier,
I'm telling
coach,
you,
are the Blazers still charging money for these games? Because they ain't playing anybody. So you're still charging me money to get in?
Correction, Marenti, correction. Joker did not duck Embiid. Embiid kicked his tail in that Saturday night game when he had 47 and 18 versus the 24 and 8 and 7 for Joker. My thing is this. You kicked his tail. Do it again. Now here comes the narrative. If you don't play tonight, and if Joker gets 40-point triple-double, they better say to Embiid, the hell with you. I'm giving the MVP to Joker because you ran
it. Yeah, screw them both. That's give it to Giannis.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't mind that, brother. Put my button on my jacket. Oh, that was all upset.
They don't want to give it to Giannis. The church, like, they don't like it.
You got to make sure I look all right. I look okay.
Giannis drops 40 and 10 every time he steps on the floor. Yeah. People don't talk about it. It's kind of weird, like, with him.
Oh,
they take him. I don't know. Like, everyone else is like, oh, look what Embiid. Like, it's like, yeah, Giannis does this every night. Giannis scored 50 points in an NBA Finals game, like, alone, and carried, like, them to a title in Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
That's the problem.
You said it best.
You said it right there. It's the M word.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
Yeah. It's a problem. And that's the whole damn problem with the league, as we talk about when you tune in. It might as well be called LA Network. Nobody else in the damn Midwest or anybody other franchise matters. Giannis is going off. They don't even talk about him. It's like LeBron, Kawhi, whatever. He's like number four after having like a wicked game. And you said it, guys, and I'll say it again. This league, big problems right now. If they continue this pace with this load management and all the clown shows that are going on, Marenzi, you're right about Foster.
Not to mention the reffing, bro, at the end of the game.
Yes, you should know. He can't do this anymore. Like, this is, it's to a point where, like, it's insane. Like, you can't put this guy out on the floor. He has personal vendettas against players.
You guys see the video last week, too? Yeah, him and Chris Paul. They had the Scotty Barnes thing, but it's so bad. The Lakers, who were the benefactors of all the bad calls when they played the Suns, were laughing. D'Angelo Russell got picked up courtside talking to his teammates, right? And they were like Scott Foster, and they started just saying, man, this guy's an F. And they were like laughing about Scott Foster, but he's out of control. No one does anything about it. So I got the Nuggets in the Moneyline Parlay in this spot. I talked about the Pelicans starting to fly here, Coach. They are, right? The Pelicans have been balling. And I tell you what, I don't know what it is, but listen, Trey Murphy's going off hitting threes right now. He went off when he played against these guys, too. He dropped 41 the last time that they played. I'm looking at Trey Murphy over 3-point shot made tonight, Coach. What do you think about your Pelicans?
We ready? Fly! Pelicans! I love that play.
That was
play. Amazing,
also, like, that was one of your best ones. Not too high, not perfect, holding it long.
Yeah. Thank you. I also
that was a little. I could have used a little bit, a little bit more to it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like that. I like Ingram. Ingram over credit. It was fine. He held his note as long as he could.
Remember, I know his coach is dialing it back a little bit. He's trying to, you know what I mean? He's trying to pick his.
He's
trying to find different ranges with the voice. Yeah. Fly Pelicans. Listen, I think they're going to roll them tonight. I put them in the Moneyline parlay. But what about Trey Murphy? Here, I want to get 3-point shots made. Here he is. Trey Murphy, 3-point shot made tonight. I don't see any reason why he doesn't hit a bunch.
If it's
2.5, you better go over it.
3.5.
We've got Elite Eight women tonight. Guys, it's big games. So Iowa has moved on. LSU, who else? So who won? LSU, right? LSU and Iowa moved on last night.
It's a good call, Cam. We have Maryland. Well, it's South Carolina. So the only question is, are they going to win by 14.5?
I watched the game against UCLA. They played a pack line defense, forced them to shoot. Maryland ain't doing it. Diamond Miller loved the girl to death. Going to try to drive it down the throat. Aaliyah Boston's going to shove it down her face. Give me South Carolina minus the points. This is the game they covered. They went by over 20.
I think Ohio State can beat Virginia Tech, though.
I'm with you, Kev.
I watched them play North Carolina.
You took them. You're right. I think this team's balling. I watched that team. They're good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I love Kenny Brooks, but I'm fading you, brother. I'm sorry. I like green.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. Give me the D.C. Defenders on the money line. Give me the D.C. Defenders and the Houston Roughnecks to go over the 43. Cam twisted my arm, man, like Leaping Lanny Poffo. He had me in an arm bar. I was like, you know what? All right, I give. It's up to 7.5. How do I not take the Pacers plus 7.5? I'm biting. I've got that money line parlay, but that doesn't start until a little bit later, so I'm going to take the Pacers plus 7.5. DC Defenders money line over in the Roughneck and Defender game. Early NHL hockey at 7:00. I like the over 1.5 for the first period. Canadians and Sabres, although the price is high. And I like the over 1.5 in the Panthers and the Senators. And I tell you what, Cam, I think we've got some live puck line dogs here tonight with the Canadians and the Senators. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ottawa, too, in a puck line parlay, probably with Edmonton. But I'm going to take Ottawa on the money line as well. Like the Senators, people think Florida's just going to walk all over them. It's a really nice price with Ottawa tonight. That's my dog, plus 126. I like that. We're both on the Pacers, 7.5. Got to like that. Football, we disagree on the game. I like the Houston Roughnecks, plus 2.5. And I also did a teaser with the Houston Roughnecks. If you can do it, Gabe, plus 9.5 and over. I think that one looks really, really good. Should be a real tight game tonight in the XFL.
Coach James Young, what do you got for us, corporate coach?
Corporate coach has the Knicks team total over 121.5. Bucks team total first quarter over 31.5. I'm going with the Pacers plus the points. I'm going with the Nuggets minus the points. I'm going with Brandon Ingram over 6.5 assists. I'm going with Keegan Murray over 2.5 made threes. Julius Randle, double-double. Alfred Sengun, over 10.5 rebounds plus assists. Give me the South Carolina Gamecocks, minus the points, and then give me Ohio State University. I love you, Kenny Brooks, but I love green. Give me Ohio State on the money line to win and make it to the Final Four.
Love that.
I don't like laying 14.5 in a basketball game, but I think the Lady Gamecocks roll as well. What do you got for us, Coach?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.